The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
There's no specific number for how much Virginia is spending on Medicaid that it shouldn't, but there is an estimate for one aspect of the program that gives officials a sense. To be eligible for Medicaid, you have to reapply every year, and there's a huge backlog of those reapplications.
And so logically, some of those individuals are going to be ineligible, but they're just not getting checked until later.
Jeff Lenardi is in charge of the state's review of Medicaid. He and his team combed through those applications for 1 year.
And our estimate indicated that between about $21 million and $38 million was spent on those individuals who were late and were ineligible but hadn't been checked yet. And that's state and federal funds, so about half of that is state funds.
It's difficult to qualify for Medicaid in Virginia. Low-income parents, children, pregnant or disabled people can get health care through the program, but very poor adults cannot. Then there are income requirements, which may seem cut and dry.
However, the income that you receive that counts toward that and the actual threshold relative to federal poverty has a lot of variables involved.
For instance, veterans benefits or child support. Neither counts as part of your income. And the threshold depends on how many people are in your household, which for children, who compose half of Medicaid recipients in the state, can be complicated.
So yes, the line in the sand, so to speak, of what the criteria is simple, but understanding all the circumstances of an individual and how that relates to that criteria is complicated.
And if someone reports their income as zero, the state doesn't verify it at all.
State policy just directs the eligibility worker to take that at face value, essentially what the client says.
This is the first part of a multi-year review of Virginia's Medicaid, coming at a time when the program is under close political scrutiny. Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe has led efforts to get more people covered under Medicaid, which would be mostly paid for with federal dollars through the Affordable Care Act. But those attempts have stalled quickly in Virginia's Republican-controlled legislature, which has instead focused on reducing the cost of the program. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.